Asher, Mavericks Book 5, written by Dale Meyer, narrated by Nick J. Russo. Chapter 1. Asher Tremblay walked along Coronado Beach, wondering at the strange turn of his life. He was leaving Coronado, and this was his goodbye walk. Technically, he was already no longer part of the naval world, and after doing that job to help out Bo, Asher would head off on his own mission next. He just didn't know when and didn't know how. He'd already gotten rid of everything in his life except for a small, sterile apartment in San Diego, and that was it. But then, he didn't want anything more. It was so strange to be at this stage. When he entered the military and became a Navy SEAL, he never thought about life after the Navy. Most men only lasted 8, maybe 10 years. Asher had crossed that line himself now. The guys on the Mavericks team had all found something else to do with themselves, and he had too. More of the same, just better. Just then, his phone rang. He looked down and read the caller ID. Mavericks. He laughed at that. Asher here. You ready? Bo was on the other end. Asher took a deep breath. Ready? Where am I going? How do you feel about Asia? He frowned at that. After those girls sold into the sex trade? Well, you're going after somebody else over there, Bo said. We think it's connected to the same deal we just came off of in Alaska, but that's not the main concern. We are still working on that, but it's not the focus of your mission. Well, it should be a pretty big concern, Asher said. Maybe, he said. What we've got is a set of twins. Great, he said with a laugh. What age? They're 30. They were picked up at their hotel room in Shanghai and apparently are being held for ransom somewhere in China. What connections do they have to the Alaska cult? None directly, but maybe they intersect with another human trafficking ring or sex trade black market operation. The twins are models, he said. Their mother is a highly sought-after wedding planner for the rich and famous, and was in China to research and to prepare for a high-profile wedding in Shanghai. Why would the twins be kidnapped? Asher asked. We're hearing all kinds of theories. Maybe it's a political statement. No clue. If you're ready to go, you leave in 5 hours. Well, I'm going, he said. But my Chinese sucks. You'll have a partner on the other side this time. And who's that? He asked. Riker. And another person will be helping out. Who are we thinking has the twins? I could be wrong, but the most direct link among the theories, consistent with the facts at hand, is that the mother has some client, either a current one or a hopeful future one, holding the twins captive, forcing the mother to take on the planning of some upcoming wedding. Well, that brings up a whole new meaning to Bridezilla, Asher said, but no laughter was in his voice. He turned to face the ocean sprawled in front of him. And these are 30-year-old twins. Yes, we understand they're autistic. Are they difficult to handle? Yes, probably so. At the same time, you must keep your eyes and ears open in case you hear any information on the sex traffickers. We never did get any of that rundown after the Alaska op, did we? The Mavericks team is working on it. They got a line on one supply chain. Is this connected? No, I don't think so. Not from what we've got so far. But it would be nice to have closure. And you? Are you heading out on another job? No. I'm here as your central communication center. Are we ever doing team missions? We help one person do a job, and then we're into team jobs. If you say so, Asher said. Did you ever think about quitting? Before? All the time, he said. But it's different now. We get to say no sometimes, we get to say yes sometimes. The budget is there. The decisions are ours, not the brass above us. I get it, Asher said. Makes a whole lot of sense in many ways. So, are you up for this? I'm up for it, he said. How am I getting there? Military transport.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?